Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Arthur Johnston, Ace Burgaud, Clifford Gray, Al Boley, and Mel Stitzel. Today, January 10th, marks the birth in 1898 in New York City of composer Arthur Johnston. Like many of his contemporaries, he began his musical career accompanying silent films, but he later became personal pianist and assistant to Irving Berlin and musical director for most of Berlin's early stage shows. In 1924, he composed the score for the musical Dixie to Broadway, which featured the songs Mandy, Make Up Your Mind and I'm a Little Blackbird Looking for a Bluebird, but he's best known for his work on Hollywood musicals, including several Bing Crosby pictures. In 1934, he wrote what is probably his most famous tune, Cocktails for Two, from the film Murder at the Vanities. Arthur Johnston died in Corona del Mar, California on May 1, 1954. Other of his hits include Pennies from Heaven, Song of the South, My Old Flame, Learn to Croon, 1-2 Button Your Shoe, Moonstruck, The Spell of the Blues, and these.
Sound, I'm holding my ground, for I'm bucking the wind. I'll battle any opposition. A smile will be my ammunition. And even when it gets too stormy, they'll never floor me. Skies may scowl and hurricanes howl, but I'm bucking the wind. Blows that flaunt me never could daunt me. I've laughed and I've grinned. Every gale that's blowing may start your dreamboat going. You'll come through if you'll keep bucking the wind. We'll be right back.
the day you came along. Forgot the weeping the day you came along. Before I knew it, I hummed a little song. The day you came along, I only drifted before you came along. The fog was lifted because you came along. I sent the blackbirds right back where they belong. The day you came along. Men have conquered nations, other men have set them free. Pioneers have crossed the sea. You can turn the pages through the ages, but to me was the most eventful day in history. Two souls were mated the day you came along. A world created the day you came along. One glance convinced me I knew I wasn't wrong. The day you came along.
Thank you.
Arthur Johnston collaborated with Gus Kahn, Johnny Burke, Roy Turk, George W. Meyer, Grant Clark, and others, but there we had three written with his most frequent collaborator, Sam Coslow. We began with one of my favorite records of all, Buckin' the Wind. That was Anson Weeks and his orchestra with Carl Ravazza vocalizing on a Brunswick 78 recorded in San Francisco on September 14, 1933. Carl Ravazza played the violin, but while in college began singing in a band led by Tom Coakley, whose band he took over in 1936 when Coakley left to practice law. Bing Crosby sang Buckin' the Wind in the Paramount picture Too Much Harmony, but he never made a record of it. Next, it was Frank Luther with Leo Reisman and his orchestra and The Day You Came Along from October 3, 1933. We finished up with Donald Novus with Gus Arnheim and his Coconut Grove Orchestra and Just One More Chance. That Victor recording is from July 6, 1931. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, January 5th, marked the birth in 1893 of band leader Ace Burgode. He played saxophone and clarinet and formed his band, Ace Burgode and His Ten Virginians, in Charleston, West Virginia, in 1921. It was later renamed Ace Burgode and His 14 Virginians, even though the band ranged from 10 to 19 musicians plus a vocalist. The band's theme song was Carry Me Back to Old Virginny, and during its 25-year life, the band never changed their collegiate hot style of playing, epitomizing the music of the Roaring Twenties. The band developed a following on the East Coast in a 4-year engagement at New York's Monte Carlo, and appearances on the White Rose Gasoline and Jersey Serial radio shows led to coast-to-coast tours, the last of which was in 1945 in Salt Lake City. At that point, Burgode disbanded and became publicity and promotions manager for Chippewa Lake Park in Cleveland, Ohio, and did voiceover work. As a matter of fact, it is Ace Burgode who asks who put 8 great tomatoes in that itty-bitty can in Stan Freberg's Contadina tomato sauce radio commercials. President Dwight Eisenhower was a fan of Ace Burgode's, and it's rumored that Eisenhower played a 78 of Burgode's Sleeping Beauty's Wedding as he sat alone in the Oval Office shortly after Burgode's death on February 3, 1960. Here's the band's most popular recording. Thank you. There you had three from Ace Brigode and his 14 Virginians. We began with their most popular recording from April 30th, 1925, Yes Sir, That's My Baby, written by Walter Donaldson and arranged there by Frank Skinner. The vocal duo was unidentified. Next, from around March 18th, 1924, was Never Again, written by Gus Kahn and Isham Jones. We finished up with When I Think of You, written by Harry Owens and Vincent Rose. That Columbia 78 was recorded March 10th, 1925.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, January 5th, marked the birth in Birmingham, England, of actor, composer, lyricist, and screenwriter Clifford Gray, G-R-E-Y. After graduating from King Edward VI's school, he worked as an actor, appearing in 25 silent films, after which he contributed to the screenplays of 38 films, including Brewster's Millions in 1935 and The Lambeth Walk in 1939. He joined ASCAP in 1925, writing hundreds, if not thousands, of songs, including his biggest success, If You Were the Only Girl in the World. Clifford Gray died of a heart attack on September 25, 1941. Other of his hits include Hallelujah, Got a Date with an Angel, Wild Rose, Spread a Little Happiness, and these.
How'd you like to be held like this? Who'd you suppose would be nice to kiss? Who'd you need to be near to make a fuss of you? Why don't you name the day we lost and to play Mr. Mendelssohn's wedding song? Please be kind and make up your mind, let another good man go wrong. What will you do when you hear that tune? Who will you take on the honeymoon? Who'd you love? Who's the absolute who for you? have a pair of arms to hug and hold, but nobody's using them now. I've loads of love that could be told, but nobody's using it now. I've a world of time that's all my own. They say that you get silly if you spend it alone. I'm telling the truth, I'm just wasting my youth, but nobody's using it now. Na 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 na, nobody's using it now. Steppings have no dollar gray tones. Will you crepe the scene with some pepping off to date? Hey, hey, tones, jazz up your lingerie. Display some harmony. Be happy, choose happy music to wear.
Choose happy music to wear. Well, that's what this show is all about, happy music, and it doesn't get much happier than that. Vocalist Des Tooley was accompanied on piano by Beryl Newell on Jazz Up Your Lingerie, recorded in Sydney, Australia in December of 1931. Jazz Up Your Lingerie, or Lingerie, was originally sung in the Maurice Chevalier picture The Smiling Lieutenant by Claudette Colbert and Miriam Hopkins, and Oscar Strauss composed the music. Before that, we heard Frank Luther with the Hi-Hatters and a Clifford Gray-Victor Schertzinger collaboration, Nobody's Using It Now, from December 3, 1929. We began our little tribute to Clifford Gray with the DeBroy Summers Band and Who Do You Love, composed by Jack Waller and Joseph Turnbridge. Dan Donovan sang the Clifford Gray and Sonny Miller lyrics on October 9, 1931. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and shamrockradio.com. Last week, January 7th, marked the birth in 1899, or thereabouts, in Mozambique of Albert Alec Boley. His father was Greek, his mother Lebanese, and he grew up in Johannesburg, South Africa. He studied banjo and guitar, joined Edgar Adler's band in 1923, and toured South Africa and India before moving to Calcutta and Singapore as featured vocalist with Jimmy Lakim's band. His recording career began in Berlin, Germany in 1927 with various groups including Arthur Briggs' Savoy Syncopators, George Carhart's New Yorkers, and Fred Bird's Ceylon Symphonic Jazz Band. Boley arrived in London in 1928 and worked with Fred Elizalde at the Savoy Hotel. Between 1930 and 33, he recorded nearly 700 songs, the most notable being with Ray Noble's New Mayfair Dance Orchestra and the Roy Fox Band. He sang with Fox at the Monsignor Restaurant and stayed with the band after it was taken over by Lou Stone. In 1934, Al went to the U.S. with Noble, playing New York's Rainbow Room and recording for Victor. He also had his own NBC radio series and appeared in the big broadcast of 1936, where he sang Ray Noble's composition Goodnight, Sweetheart. He returned to England in 1936 and formed his own Radio City Rhythm Makers. He also worked with the bands of Maurice Winnick, Sid Lipton, Giraldo, Ken Snake Hips Johnson, and others, and teamed up with singer Jimmy Messini in a stage act called the Radio Stars with two guitars. Al Boley died when a German bomb exploded outside his London apartment on April 17, 1941. Here's Al Boley.
She laughs and how she sighs, how she pouts and rolls her eyes, till they seem to reach the skies. I'm telling the world she's mine. How she plays and how she sings, how she stays and how she clings, and all those other things. Why, I'm telling the world she's mine. 'Cause she's got the cutest little dimple. She's wise, but she always seems so simple. How she pets, and ain't it nice when she forgets mama's advice? How she loves me, ain't it fine when she kisses, just divine? All the birdies sing in rhyme. Why, I'm telling the world she's mine. Thank you. never had a chance. I thought you cared for me, but now I see I never had a chance. I never had a chance. Though you never told me so, somehow I know I never had a chance. I knew we'd have to part, for I could always reach your lips, but I could never reach your heart. I dream about romance, ended in a friendly chat, but more than that, I never had a chance.
Thank you. happiness, a little sorrow may be awaiting us tomorrow. 'Cause that's what life is made of anyhow. A little tearfulness, a little laughter, and not a care for what comes after. There's nothing to be afraid of anyhow. All the world rolls on the same old way, just as night comes after day. None of us can have a say about it. So make the most of every minute and get your 60 seconds in it. For that's what life is made of anyhow.
I managed not to duplicate any of the Al Boley sides played on at least one of the other vintage music radio programs, most of which had their Al Boley tributes last week. But that shouldn't be difficult with as much material as Al Boley provided us. We started off with I'm Telling the World She's Mine, written by Peter Maurice from November 20th, 1930. That was followed by Irving Berlin's I Never Had a Chance, recorded July 18th, 1934. Next, it was Really Mine, music by Peter Maurice, words by Clarence Moore, and waxed February 19, 1931. And we finished up with a Ray Noble composition, That's What Life Is Made Of. That was recorded May 10, 1933.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 1930s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Yesterday, January 9th, marked the birth in 1902 in Germany of pianist, arranger, and composer Mel Stitzel. He grew up in Chicago and in 1923 joined the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, succeeding Elmer Schobel, and went on to do arranging for various Chicago bands including Floyd Town, Louis Panico, and the Benson Orchestra of Chicago. In addition to the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, Stitzel also recorded with the Bucktown Five, the Stomp Six, and the first Benny Goodman Trio. He had his own band in the 40s, which had a long run at Chicago's Green Mill Ballroom. Mel Stitzel died on the last day of 1952. His compositions include The Chant, Tin Roof Blues, Hot Mittens, and these. Thank you.
Thank you.
We began our little tribute to Mel Stitzel with a song with a rather nonsensical title written with Art Castle, Tweedledee Tweedledoo. That was the Harmony Dance Band, a Ben Sullivan pseudonym from November 5, 1925. Tweedledee Tweedledoo was also recorded by Ace Burgode, whom we featured earlier in the show, and Warner's Seven Aces. Next, it was Philip Spitalny and his orchestra, best known for his 1930s Hour of Charm All-Girl Orchestra, with another Castle-Stitzel collaboration, Jackass Blues, from June 29, 1936. The fairly authentic Jackass sound effects were provided by Denny Looney, who was probably a member of the band. We finished up with another nonsense title and yet another Castle-Stitzel effort, Doodle Doo Doo. That was Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra around August 31, 1924. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.